Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And we're going to talk about why your manifestation didn't work. You're in my newsletter. I sent you the alternative to this, like how to succeed at every manifestation last week. So search your inbox or look in your delete and pull it up, because it was 900 words of really thoughtful research wisdom on how to succeed all the time with any manifestation. But where it all started was a list of why I had made of why a manifestation doesn't work. So I thought I would share that here. I typically don't give you why something doesn't work, but I think it's beneficial to know what might be getting in the way of you manifesting whatever it is that you're working on. And so, yeah, let's talk about it. In case you're new to this program, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things, from start a business to manifest the love of their life, to manifest their dream home, to manifest their dream life. I help people do what's on their heart. And if you are looking for some support around that, if I can get the words out of my mouth, I would love to help you. I would love to be there for you. I'd love to help you use the concepts of manifestation to create a really beautiful life change for yourself. So if that seems of interest, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to my single session. Pay close attention to my packages, the Activate, the Elevate, and the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching packages. All right, let's talk about why. Can you hear me flipping my notes? Why a manifestation doesn't work. You know, why? I don't like the thought, I will start here, it wasn't God's will for my life. I only think 10% of the things that don't work out for us, only 10% of the time is it because it wasn't God's will for our life. I don't think people listening to my program are so tuned out of the reality that they are making choices that are not in alignment with their highest and greatest good. And so, but there are times where we will pursue things and in the pursuit of them, we get clear about what we really want. So yeah, we might get a no on something, but it's just to help us get clear about what we actually want. So again, I don't think that's God's will. I think that's just us going through our journey and walking it out. So very little do I think is the result of God didn't want me to have it. I think if you have a truest desire and you pursue it, you go full out with it, you do everything you know to do, and it doesn't manifest, I don't think that has anything to do with God's will. I think that there are some pieces that might need to be tweaked. And so this show is going to help you really look at that from a different perspective. All right. Okay, here we go. I put these notes together a couple of weeks ago, and then I wrote the article I sent, and then I thought, okay, let's do this podcast. Okay, so reasons a manifestation might fail. Number one is impatience, and I want you to look at it from this vantage point. I think a lot of people misinterpret what patience is. They think people start to think that patience is waiting. But if you're in the zone of waiting for something to happen, that's more often than not patience. It's self-sabotage, because there really is no reason to wait. There is always something that can be done to move you forward. But when it comes to impatience, it's really saying, I'm not going to allow the universe to work out the details. It is typically when people start to get impatient around something, they settle. So maybe, I see it a lot with women in dating, heteromonogamous women in dating. They'll sit with me, they'll tell me everything that they want in a partner, in a relationship, what they don't want. They'll be so fired up. Then they get out there and maybe they're not seeing it right away. And so then they feel like, well, that must mean I have to settle for less than I desire or I can't have what I want. That's impatience. And so, you if you're being impatient, usually you're in the zone of lack. There's not enough. I can't really have it. Some part of you, my spirit guides are saying, some part of you believes there's no way that I can have it. So it's really not even a patience conversation. It's going back and really looking at what you're willing to allow yourself to have. Because if you totally 100% believed, or 90% of you believed, that you are going to get everything that you desire, then you get really patient. And it's not patient in the sense that, like, I'm waiting forever. It's an epic story. And then it shows up for me. I mean, it can be if you need it to be an epic story. But more or less, patience just means that you're in it for the long haul. You're in it until it manifests. You're in it until you see your desired result. And you're not going to consider, accept, deviate from that which you want most. Doesn't mean you won't be refining the desire. I refine my desire all the time. I'll set out and say, oh, I want this. And then as I move through, I'm like, oh, I didn't consider that. So now let's add to the desire. So the desire doesn't change. It just gets enhanced. But that's all a part of being patient. It's all a part about going on the journey. It's all a part about, it's all a part of savoring the waiting, as some say. So savoring the waiting is patience. It's being willing to enjoy your life, knowing that what you want will in fact show up. And if you are feeling stressed, worried, overwhelmed, thinking it's not going to happen, you know, that's all in the realm of impatience. So being willing to be patient and allow things to unfold. I think people set out on a manifestation. They get clear about what they want. Maybe they take a little action around it, and then they don't see any result. They forget that the universe has to conspire to bring all the pieces together for your manifestation to occur. You're not the only human on the planet. And yes, yes, you can't control other people, but spirit can. Spirit's working out all the details, where it's going to come through, how it's going to come through, weaving the story, the behind the scenes, the backstory, which you don't even need to really participate in other than being in your faith and knowing that, in fact, that what you want is going to show up. And you just let spirit work. That's being patient. So the number one reason why, well, it's just number one on this list, but it's not like the number one reason why a manifestation fails, is that you aren't being patient, or you are being impatient. So allow the universe to work on your behalf and do your part. And it's not you're just sitting on the couch, hope the universe works it out for me. No, you're still very much engaged in the process. So, my spirit guides are saying, give an example. So say it is, let's go back to the love example. We're nearing Valentine's Day, so we'll have this conversation for a bit. So say you are looking for love, and you are, you know, you've signed up for a dating service, and you've gotten clear about what you want, and maybe you're releasing past relationships. So if you wanted to be in the energy of patience, you might rearrange your home so there's space for your partner's stuff when they come in. You might start looking at, one of the exercises I give for when people are dating is make a list, you know, this is pre-pandemic, make a list of places you would go out to, even in this current state of our pandemic, what would be really comfortable to you to go out, you know? Maybe you have a list in your phone of really cool places, that outdoor spaces, or you know, a restaurant that feels really cool and safe during this time. And you make lists and you get clear about what you do, or you redo your wardrobe, or you get your hair done. There are so many things that you can do instead of sitting on the couch saying, hope it works out, right? Because it will work out, and you will show yourself and show the universe that it's going to work out by still staying engaged, by remaining patient and knowing that all things are coming together for your greater good. All right, next reason why manifestations often fail. You don't really want it. This is one I see a lot. You know, we live in a very suggestive world. And I see it now more so now that I create entertainment. I write novels, romance novels. I see it in the feedback sometimes I hear around the novels is that we get really, really engaged, and especially highly sensitive people. We get really engaged in things, and we're influenced by things, and we let energy kind of swoop into our life and dictate our course. And then we start, for some of us, we start claiming a desire that may not be the actual desire of our heart, but we kind of got swept up in some energy. I think it's not just even an entertainment or consuming of media. I saw it a lot. I had a wave of clients pre-pandemic who wanted to start travel businesses because it was such a thing talked about in the internet world. I want to go to Bali. And I'm not saying any of that is wrong. But, and I'm not saying you may not want to have that experience. You may totally, somebody may introduce you to it and you're like, yes, I totally want to do that. But I also saw that there were struggles around manifesting that stuff. And so it might be that you're chasing the feeling of that as opposed to the actual desire. And only you will know. Only you will know what it is that you truly want. But one of the reasons a manifestation might fail is that you don't want what you're working to manifest. I do it a lot. I see for when I have manifestations that don't go my way, usually I'm playing really small. Or I'm capping my desire to fit in with whatever environment I'm in at the time. Those manifestations never fucking work out for me. Ever. You would think like, oh, you know, like it is easier truly for me to manifest a huge amount of money because all my energy is behind it and I'm so stoked and excited about it than to manifest like $100. And it has nothing to do with the amounts of money per se. It's just where my energy is, right? I get fired up about bigger things, you know? And so I do make choices. I swing. And as a result of that, and I think you always have to look at, is this really what I want? Am I playing too small because I think I have to? And again, it's a conversation you have to have with you. It's noticing where your excitement is and what lights you up and what stories you're telling yourself. I think sometimes we can tell ourselves stories that, oh, well, I have to work my way up into what I really want, so I'll go for this right now. That shit never works. I say go for what you really, really want, my friend, because then you have the full capacity of your power backing you. If you're doing something because you're like, ah, well, this is what I think I need to do, that's not strong enough to move the dial on your life. It's just not. So go for the things that really fire you up where you're just like, yes, I totally want to do this. I see it sometimes when, say, somebody reaches out to me and they're like, hey, well, you know, essentially they're writing me saying, prove to me that you are going to be a good coach. And those aren't clients I want. I don't get a lot of them, but I always look at those messages and you know, there's that part of me that's like, well, I could go into proving to them, but I'm like, then that's fucking 2 months of proving to this person that they'd get to have the desires of their heart. That's no fucking fun. So stop trying to prove shit to yourself and just live the way you want to live across the board. You know, we live in an abundant world. There's nothing we can't have, right? So why waste our precious energy trying to like make ourselves want something, which is usually you know, a settle or based in a fear or based in a doubt. No, don't engage that at all. Go for the thing that really lights you up. Go for the thing that you really want. Because here's the thing. The story that you're telling yourself as to why it couldn't work that way is probably a lie, right? It's probably a lie. And it usually means you're getting caught up in the how and the when, which you don't have any control over anyway. And actually, let's just say that when you focus on the how and the when, and that's going to be on this list, that's a way of sinning or going against the light, right? It's engaging in darkness. When you are consumed with trying to control the how and when of things, it's evil, right? Quote unquote evil. And so if we're all light-based people and we want to live on, you know, the light side, why do we need to settle? Why do we need to control an outcome when it's not even the outcome we want? So just go for what you really want. So one of the reasons the manifestation fails is because you don't really want it. And usually my spirit guides are telling me to jump in and be compassionate here. There are times where you're wanting something and you just see one dimension of it, but there are other sides to it that you may not have considered. So it may be that you don't have all the information and it might be blocked because you don't have all the information. So you could genuinely, from the dimension that you're seeing, that one dimension, be like, yes, that's totally what I want. But in actuality, because you've been, you know, unwilling to do your research, which, you know, friends, why not do your research? Know everything that you need to know. And that's a sign unto itself that you may not really want what you want if you haven't done the research. So you haven't seen 360 of the desire, right? So let's go back to that Bali, everybody's going to Bali scenario. It's really easy to get excited about the pictures you're seeing on Instagram, right? And so, but if you really took a moment and had a conversation with somebody about like, oh, what's Bali like? You know, what's like traveling there? What's the lifestyle like? Is that a match to me? As you start to ask those questions to get really clear about what you want, then you're in the energy of manifestation. Just wanting something one-dimensionally, that's not enough. So I get like you may really think you want it, but oftentimes things don't work out because you don't have enough information. So just think about it. If there's something you really want, research the hell out of it, right? You know everything about it. And if you're not researching it, if you're not looking into it, and not from the place of like trying to prove either or, but just being like fascinated by it, following your curiosity. If there's no curiosity behind it, you probably don't really want it. Yeah. So be curious. Be curious, but be curious. Well, no, just be curious. It's an energy unto itself. I was trying to give you a container for your curiosity, but if you're not in curiosity, then you're usually in something lower vibrational. And so why do that? Just go for the things you really want. Next reason why manifestations fail. You haven't clearly defined what the truest desire is. So this could be, you know, I'm working on the manifestation of the house. So I could be like, I want a house. I do this too. I won't lie. I can be like very blanket, like, I want a lot of sales, right? But I don't look at it to get clear about what the truest desire is in that. And the reason I'm not doing it is usually rooted in fear. So if you're not clear on what your truest desire is, some part of you is holding some fear, some belief that you can't really have it. So let that be a sign. If you haven't clearly defined what your truest desire is, it's not going to manifest. And the reason why is because some part of you is not on board with it, and explore what that is. Don't make yourself wrong. Just explore it. Say, oh, I don't really know all the intricacies of this desire. Now, when I say this to you, it's not getting super caught up in the how and the when of things, no, but there is an energy that you can be aware of, right? In your truest desire. So with, like, say, going back to the house, like, I can look into how I want my neighborhood to feel and do some research on that and get really clear about the type of neighbors I'm available for. And if I'm just saying, like, oh, I know it'll work out, usually means that there's some fear I'm holding. So it's almost what I've seen in myself and in others, because I read energy for a living, is that usually there's some pain that hasn't been explored. And so it's just easier to kind of put this kind of blanket, like, I really want this. But the pain might be, maybe you don't feel like you're in a place financially to have a home, or maybe there's some trauma around home. And so you're just like, I want a home in the manifestation, and you wonder why it doesn't manifest, but you didn't take the time to get clear about the truest desire. And the reason you're not taking the time to get clear is because you're afraid. And so look at all of that. Look at it and get clear and feel into it and say, huh, isn't this interesting? I'm feeling a little afraid about this. Or, oh, you know what? This is bringing up that experience from my past. You know, let's look at that. Maybe I need to book a session with a therapist and talk it through. Maybe I need to journal on it. Maybe I need to spend some time in prayer and meditation around it. I will say that I do think spirituality can heal traumas to a degree, but I do think if you're dealing with a trauma, go get some real psychological care around that. Use your spiritual with psychological care. I think a lot of people in the spiritual space try to heal traumas, but through spirit. But spirit put all these things on the planet to help us heal traumas. So use that. It's, you know, use those ways instead of trying to, oh, I hope it's miraculously taken from me. No, just new. You need to go and do some work around it. It's totally fine. Like, everybody has traumas. One thing I can say after years and years and years of reading for people, well over a decade, thousands of people that I've read for energetically over the years, everybody has a trauma. And so don't be ashamed of yours. Look at it closely and clear it up so that you can allow yourself to clearly define your desire, right? So if you have not clearly defined your desire, if you are just like pretty vague about it, but not vague in the sense you're focusing on the essence of it, more that you're just being vague, like, hope it works out, then there's probably something underneath that you need to explore. Because honestly, if it's really your truest desire, you're fucking obsessed with it. You know, it's fun. It's uplifting. It's inspiring. It's like, yeah, right? Like, you want to know everything about it. Again, it's not trying to control the how and the when of it. But it's just like, you're into it. It's your thing. You want it. You're creating energy in your life that churns and welcomes in and gives birth to that manifestation. So yeah, if you know everything about it. So if things are failing for you, go back and look and say, did I define what I really wanted? And did I stick with it? My circuits are like, because again, like, since this is kind of Valentine's time, I'll sit with women and we'll go through what they want in a mate. And maybe they'll get like 5, but then they'll ignore the other three on the list, or they're unwilling to ask a question that they needed to ask. And it's because some part of them didn't define. Maybe they defined it on the surface, but it didn't reach their heart saying, hey, this is why. Like, say it's finances. That's the big one. I've lately been seeing women kind of skip over that question. When it comes to dating, you know, there's a reason why, right? There is, you know, so you can just use the divorce rate. Like, what do they say? You know, 50% of divorces, or the majority of divorces, are related, can be traced back to financial. Like, so that's a big conversation that needs to be had, right? So that's a part of defining your truest desire if you're looking for a partner. So you have to be willing to ask that question. And if you're too afraid to ask it, that's a sign. it's not a sign that there's something bad there, but there's something going on within you that wants to take such a significant risk. And it's funny. I find that those are the clients that are the most risk averse, but they're unwilling to ask. Ask about everything until you get an answer that makes you feel good. Ask spirit, ask those around you. You know, as I go in through this house thing, and as I poke around, and as I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. And then I look it up, and I'm like, ooh, I have this question, and I look it up. And so, because then what it does in that process is it cements the belief, that it cements your foundation. It lays the foundation for what you want to manifest. So if you aren't clearly defining your truest desire, there's something going on there. And so just look at it. But I'll tell you that if you haven't, that's set up for failure. All right. Next reason why manifestations fail. And I think I might do this in two parts. Let's see, how many points were there on this? There were 9. So I think I might split this up into 2 shows. All right. Next reason why manifestations fail. You're trying to manifest too many things at the same time. And I giggle because I am notorious for this. I will say it, like, it's particularly around money goals. Cause I mean, I love money. I think money is amazing, but I'm most interested in what money allows me to do. Right. And so in that, like, I'll get clear about whatever amount of money I want to manifest and what I'm going to do with it as a result. Or maybe I'll reverse engineer it. I'll be like, I really want this. And so this is the amount of money I need. And so this is the amount of sales I need. Either way works. But when I actually start the process of manifestation, I'm bouncing around between all three. So let's take this, my house story. So I know what the sales numbers need to be to get the house that I want, right? And, you know, I know what the sales numbers need to be to manifest the amount of money I want to manifest the house that I want, right? I see it very clearly. But I might be looking at houses and, you know, doing all my money manifestation work and welcome, you know, all the work I do to welcome money in. And then I'm not focusing enough on sales and the energy of sales and manifesting the sales. And those are all three very distinctive energies. And so what I had to tell myself to rein myself in, I can use myself perfectly for this example, was I was like, girl, you can't get to house and you can't get to dollars in the bank account until you deal with this sales manifestation. And the fact that I'm not dealing with it means, as I've said many times over the course of this show, there's some fear there. There's some block there. There's some insecurity there. There's some doubt there. There's some worry there. It's so it was quite beautiful, like, right? So I created something to sell, right? Did so much work around it. Beautiful, amazing, wonderful. Then the next step would be selling it, right? And then the next step would be bringing in that amount of money and being comfortable with that amount of money and allowing that amount of money to come in. And then the next step would be this house, right? But all the money manifestation work did, and still brought money in. I will say it came in from other sources beautifully, because that's the way God works. Money came in, not to the extent of what I wanted, but money did flow in as a result of all of that work I was doing around money manifestation. And then I was doing all of the work around envisioning the house. What got left out was the sales piece, right? And so really you just follow the linear path with a manifestation. So yes, ultimately it will be a house in my future very soon. I know that, right? Like, I'm very comfortable in that energy, in that world. Real estate's a thing. I love it. I'm excited by it. It's fun. I do the work around it every single day for fun. Like, it's fun. It's, it's part of my life, essentially. But the manifestation I'm actually needing to focus on is that sales number, right? So I've already made this thing. I've got to sell it. Right. And then I, you know, of course, I'm always doing money manifestation work because that's who I am. Right. So that's a part of it. But I was putting a lot of weight on money manifestation. I was putting a lot of weight on the house stuff, and I was putting a lot of weight on what I made. No weight and attention, or minimal weight and attention, and definitely not to the extent energetically that I was putting into the others around the sales piece. But it is a linear process. So I share this with you because oftentimes we try to squeeze everything into one manifestation. But what is most effective? And friends, I've studied teacher after teacher, I've experimented in my own life. What is most effective is when you focus on one significant manifestation at a time. It just is. Doesn't mean you're not working other things. Like I have a manifestation goal around body right now, right? So that's playing in the background, and I'm very aware of it. And I do take steps every day to support that. But I'm finding that a lot of the steps that I do around that supports all the other things that I'm working on too, right? Because I need, you know, being in good health is a fundamental aspect of all of this. If my body's not good, then I can't do all this other stuff. So I'm already doing those things. But the bulk of my energy, the bulk of my focus, the bulk of my desire, the bulk of my potent focused energy needs to be on sales. And so the reason I'm not doing that is because, you know, hey, there's some fear, there's some doubt. Is it really possible? Can this really work for me? Right? So I can do all the other shit really perfectly, but if I skip that step, it kind of doesn't work, right? You know? So I do think money always wants to flow in, so it will come in, and I have multiple streams of in which money can flow in, multiple streams of income, meaning I have multiple offerings in the world. Money can come in through all of those offerings. But there's this piece. So again, one of the reasons why a manifestation fails is because we're trying to do too much. But again, I think the energy behind it, because we're vibrational beings, the vibration behind it, like vibration attracts like vibration, is fear, insecurity, lack, doubt. And it's my job to clean that up. And I can look at all the ways in which I feel really comfortable manifesting some in the other areas and apply that to sales. But looking at houses is not a substitute for doing what I need to do around sales, right? So I see this a lot. I'll see, you know, a client is maybe working on a business goal, and then they're all of a sudden they're coming into session talking about diet or someone they just started dating. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And that, you know, you get to do whatever the fuck you want to do whenever you want to do it. But because I'm a coach and I have to do my job, if somebody comes to me and says, hey, Amy, help me do this, and then all of a sudden they're not doing that, I have to be aware of that, right? And I have to say, hey, what happened here? Because this is what we are working on, right? And so I'm sharing that with you because you'll often have to do that with yourself. I had to do it with myself. I'd be like, girl. Girl, what are you doing? Because you're all up in this, and you're all up in this, and all up in this, but this is what really requires your attention and what really needs to manifest, and you're unwilling to do so. What's going on here? And the more that you can do that for yourself, if you do hire a coach or buy a program, it's going to be far more effective because you can do that awareness with yourself. But more so, say you never hire anybody and you're just working your manifestation on your own, which is, you know, life, right? You can call yourself back. You can say, oh, you just went down that for 2 weeks that was not on the road to where you want to go. Call yourself back without any guilt or shame or, oh my God, it's not going to work for me, without any dramatic storyline. You can just be like, oh, isn't that interesting? I got off track here because I'm afraid to deal with the real issue. Let's sit down and deal with the real issue. Do you see where we're going with this? Is that you can be really, really fucking kind to yourself through all of this. You know, I'm talking about why something fails. And usually failure is cloaked in shame. But I want you to start releasing that cloak, releasing that cover, and just focusing on, huh, that failed. There's probably a reason why. Let's look at it. And you can't use the excuse, because I keep telling you not to. You can't use the excuse, oh, it must not have been God's will for my life. No, you cannot use that excuse. There's something going on there. Just look at it. Just look at it, explore it, and then make some different choices. Consciously make different choices and different decisions. So for me, I had to say, all right, girl, what's going on here? You know, like I had to look at the fears, I had to look at the doubt, and then I had to make some different choices. You know, I let my PR lady go, and I realized I really wanted to focus on ads. But even as I got the message very clearly, like, hey, what you're paying your PR person, you can invest in ads, and it's more in alignment with your the energy behind your business. And so what I realized as I was focusing on ads was there was a part of me, very smart, wise part of me, who was like, ads don't fucking work. And so her and I, that part of myself, had to have a conversation and get on the same page, because yeah, I could drop $300 on ads and see no result. Because she has a pretty strong vibration. That part of myself is a strong vibration that has this perspective. On one hand, I totally believe ads work and they're amazing. And how lucky are we that we get to advertise on such a mass level for the price that we get to do it? You know, $300 compared to, like, you know, back in, you know, Mad Men times where they were advertising on TV and it cost them millions to do that. And now I can advertise on a social platform and it costs me dollars. That's amazing, right? What a beautiful freaking time I'm living in. But if I'm holding a belief that ads don't work, yeah, my ads won't work. So I have to clean that up. And that's just learning a new way of seeing it, you know? And that is creating a whole new story. So I did some self-work around, all right, what are some limiting beliefs, some common limiting beliefs around ads? So I did that search and did some exercises around that. Still have some more to do. I mean, I dealt with it last month around pricing. I was like, I had to do a ton of self-work around pricing. So I felt good about my price. That's all a part of the sales process, right? And so it's okay if it's multi-layered. It's okay if it, you know, requires more than a couple of months to get it all cleaned up, but it gets cleaned up, right? And it doesn't mean I'm not working in that time frame. So I share all this with you is that we try to stuff everything into one manifestation when really we just have to be present with whatever we're working on in that moment. Whatever it is that matters most, whatever it is that is the truest desire. Yeah. So one of the reasons manifestations fail is because we're trying to stuff too many things into what we're trying to manifest. Clarity and focus are everything. Clarity and focused attention are your power. When you focus on the truest desire, you are focusing on what you want to manifest the most in that moment. Yes, you are absolutely right. I could spend my days getting really fucking distracted with real estate. And I could probably, honestly, I'm so good with it, that I could probably manifest a home without the sales goal. But it would not feel the same way, because attached to that is that it is mine and I own it outright. And yeah, maybe, and it looks a certain way and it feels a certain way. And a part of that is being able to say, I took this thing I did and transformed it into this thing I did. That's my storyline. I'm not saying anybody else has to take that storyline on, but I know for damn sure I've done it before. I've done it multiple times. I've manifested a home through other channels. But inevitably, every time I do that, I get to a point where I'm just like, I don't like feeling a certain way in this process. And it goes back to, I keep trying to skip this step. So focus on the one thing. Use your full power, your focused attention, your clarity. Focus, focus, focus on what it is that matters most in that moment, right? You can get distracted with a whole bunch of shit, but it'll lead you right back here. I can tell you, it's been a decade. I can manifest a home, no problem. 100% guaranteed. A roof over my head can be manifested. But what's missing is I wind up not fully and completely loving that home because a component of it is that it's mine. And if it comes through these other channels, just by the nature of it, it's not mine. So in order to make something mine, I have to take money that isn't an account and buy it and it be in my name. How simple is that, right? And so but in order for that money to get an account, I have to deal with the sales issue, right? And I'm actually a really great salesperson and I do very well, but what I want to do requires, more. And I'm open and excited about more. And so I just have to deal with what's the fear, what's the doubt, what's the hesitation, what's the worry, what's the stress. And the way I start to deal with it is I limit how much I'm focusing on at any given time. Sure, at night, I scroll through all my Redfin listings and look at homes. Woo. But I'm not actively calling real estate agents and putting offers on things. No, we're not there yet, right? And I'm very aware of how far I will go in that process. Like, my mom was saying something to me. I was like, I'm thinking of this neighborhood. And she was like, well, what about this? And look at this and look at that. And look at this. And I was like, that's not where I'm at. That intensity, that focus, potent energy, I have to be putting that into sales. So you can still be moving the dial in various aspects of your life. I'm not saying you can only just manifest one thing at a time. You can be working on things, but you have one that's your primary focus at that moment. And you give your full attention to that. All right, I'm at 42 minutes. So I'll come back and I'll do the rest of these. We're going to talk about the energetics in the next one. The energetics aren't right is another reason why manifestations fail. So let's review. Impatience is one of the reasons why manifestations fail. You don't really want what you are working to manifest. You haven't clearly defined your truest desire or what you're trying to manifest. You have too many things you're trying to manifest all at once. And it distorts your clarity and your focus. Those are the first four reasons why manifestations fail. So I want to leave you with this so you know what to do. Get really clear about what you want. Go for what you really want. And focus on what really matters in that process. So again, you might want the house. But you know you need the money for the house. So what do you need to focus on, my dear, wonderful, amazing friend? Is not even getting the money. It's the channels for which the money will flow in. So maybe you need to get a better job. Maybe you need to clean up the credit so you can qualify for a mortgage if you're going to go that route. Maybe you need to have those conversations. Maybe you need to look at, getting really specific about what the down payment needs to be and the channels for which that down payment's going to come through. And it all gets a lot easier. That's one thing I can say. Looking at it from the vantage point of, I was distracting myself with other things and really getting clear about what matters right now in this moment, life got a lot quieter, right? I could see clearly. My focus is sharper. I'm minimizing the distractions in my life. Yeah, it gets really fun. So those are the first four reasons. Next show, I will give you the next four. Maybe it might be three, depending. This might be a three-part series. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I help people do really extraordinary things. If you are ready to do something extraordinary, something you really, really want, then let me help you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to my packages, and you can book a session with me as well. While you're on my website, please sign up for my newsletter so I can send you two free intuitive messages a week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program, and I look forward to connecting with you on the part two of this series. Take care of yourself.